brought to you by Penguin.
Northern Wrath by Tilda Coldholt, read by Candida Gubbins. To all past, present, and future Vikings. Einar, Chapter 1. Blood dripped from Einar's fingertips onto the crisp snow. The sound brought him back to his senses. His sleeves were bloody, his entire coat was, and his trousers too. The left side of his ribs stung. His coat was torn there. The wool flayed in long strips. Einar pressed a hand against his ribs. Fresh blood warmed his fingers. He must have been attacked, although he did not remember it, or much at all. Only that he had set out with the others before midday. He did not remember jumping down from his horse, or tearing off his gloves, or being wounded, or anything much. He did not even know what the last thing he remembered was. His lips tasted of iron and salt. There was too much blood on his coat and hands for it to have come solely from his wound. Someone else was there, or had been. He must have fought. A trail of Einar's own bloody steps disturbed the otherwise white snow. The steps led straight back a few paces, up the bare slope of the dale. With one hand clenched around his chest, not to upset his ribs, Einar forced his legs through the heavy snow, following his own bloody footprints. He searched the forestless mountain for Sigismund and his friends. They would not have left him on his own. Unlike them, he did not know one dale from the other. 10 strides up lay Einar's horse at an awkward angle. Its skull was crushed and its stomach exposed, as if a hunter had sliced it open and wrenched out its guts. To the right of the horse lay the hunter, a great white bear with an axe through its skull. The snow was tainted red around the beast. On its hind legs it had to be twice Einar's height. The trail of Einar's steps led straight to the white bear. The axe in its skull was his. He tried to dry the blood off his hands onto his trousers, but they were equally smeared with red. Frantically, he washed his bare hands in the snow and the arms of his coat and his trousers, but the blood had already stained itself into the fur and wool and dried into his skin. He had thought he would not lose control again. The last time had been so long ago. The sight of the bear and the thought of it all made him shake, or perhaps it was the cold, for his freezing hands barely bent to his will. His eyes swelled with tears at the thought that it had happened again. If his father heard about it, Einar would be sent away again, and if his mother heard about it, he couldn't imagine what she would do. But he knew that it meant never returning home to Ash Hill. No one could know. Even as he stared at his axe in the bear's skull, Einar could not make sense of it. The berserker inside him was supposed to have been repressed, and yet there he stood, in snow to his knees, with blood on his hands and his axe planted into the skull of a great white bear, shaking at the thought of what he must have done. He felt trapped inside his own body. Einar took a few deep breaths, focused on calming his emotions, and took in the landscape. He imagined that was what his mother would have done had she been there. She would have calmed him down first, and then assessed what needed to be done. The winter days were short this far north. Since the sun was still in the sky, he could not have been out for long. He needed to find a way back to the village before sunset. First, he needed warmth. Einar limped towards his horse, searching for his gloves or something else to warm his hands. The horse smelled of manure, and the smell was worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?